All right, we are ready to go. It is 11 o'clock, and it is time to bring you another edition of Zia Comics Weekly. Going remote this week, and we are excited to bring you another episode. Joining me from way down a far way, he is a couple blocks away from me, and I'm back in the studios. We got Troy with us. What's up, Troy? How's it going?
Good, good. Yeah, from parts unknown.
Parts unknown, his office, everybody. And this is the first time I'm actually doing remotely from the studio. Last time, well, because of all that went on, I was having to do this from the casa. So it's weird to be doing it from the studio this time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is the home office I'm in now. So,
oh, you are?
Yeah. Oh, I haven't even left the house. I'm still wearing my pajamas. You just can't tell.
Me too.
Wait a minute. You said you're at work.
Exactly, right? Jumping on the conversation for all those that check us out every week. Remember, you can jump in on the conversation. We talk about a lot of stuff. We'll be going over a lot of stuff today. I know for the reason that Troy has been busy, we got to discuss a lot of that stuff. But you can jump in on the conversation, and don't forget to follow Zia Comics on TikTok. Yes, make sure you check them out on TikTok today. I'm always following them on TikTok. I am that person that is up at 3 a.m. Seeing what they got going on at TikTok. So I'm that person that can't sleep, that is just like, ah, let's see what's on what's on TikTok. And it's usually your guys' videos that be popping up. So Troy, talk to me, man. We couldn't make the announcement last week because you mentioned it. There was some things that needed to be completed, and it looks like they're finally, those I's were dotted, those T's were crossed. People know by now. Mention the announcement, man.
We finally got William Shatner for El Paso Comic Con. We had him pre-COVID for the event that was going to go on that year. And, of course, you know, COVID nixed all those plans. And the event we just had in September, he was busy, so we couldn't get him for a make good. And he was actually originally busy for this one, too. And out of the blue, his rep called and said, hey, a hole opened up in his filming schedule. And, you know, I know you guys had him before, so you got right of first refusal. But there's like three or four other places that are they're wanting him also. And I was like, oh, no, we're going to book him.
And, you know, that's one of those things that you've mentioned, too, on the show in previous episodes, is a lot of those things that people may not know about, especially when it comes to contracts, when putting these things together. Yeah. I don't think a lot of people know. And when you mentioned, like, you know, first right of refusal, and there's a lot of detail that goes into this. And it's just so cool that you guys were able to lock them in.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited about it. I know a lot of people, you know, he's got that Star Trek connection there with El Paso and Roddenberry, and there's just so many Star Trek fans, and he's been in other stuff. I mean, yeah, I also have TJ Hooker. I think somebody watched that. And I loved him in Boston Legal, and he's done cameos and tons of stuff.
I forget he was in Boston Legal.
Denny Crane.
Yeah. Oh, man. Like five. I wonder how it's long it's been since people mentioned that Boston Legal. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. That was probably my favorite character of his from Boston Legal.
And you mentioned cameos. I mean, we have to look up. I mean, we should probably look up this research, but it seems like he's done a cameo on any show that is popular, whether you've seen him. I'm just thinking back, Fresh Prince, he popped up there. You've seen him in, I believe he was in Modern Family at one point. He's just that guy that you see him make a cameo and you least expect it, but he's in every show that you would see on TV.
Yeah, it used to be that you knew you made it when you did a cameo on The Simpsons. And yeah. I believe he's in the WWE Hall of Fame. This guy, he's been to space. He's for real space.
Yeah, not like fake space. Not like if I put a background behind me, I'm flying and floating in space. Like, he was in real space. So what's that got to be like? Because, I mean, he was just down the road when he went into space. So now it's pretty cool to have him here with, you know, with Comic-Con.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the guy has done so much. It's crazy to pin him down. I mean, he's most known, of course, for Kirk, but he's done so much other stuff, including theater work. His IMDb page is, you got to scroll forever to get down to the beginning.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy just to think, and he's going to be at El Paso Comic Con that is going to be coming up. Man, it seems like it's just right around the corner.
Yeah. April 22nd to 24th. Yeah. And he's not getting any younger. He's 90 years old. He might not be doing events much longer. So don't put it off, man. If you want to come see him, this might be your best opportunity.
Hey, Troy, for those that are watching today, and I've seen it on social media over the last couple of days since the announcement, people wanting to get tickets, where do they need to go to get tickets or to start getting themselves situated so they can start making plans? Because I know this is going to turn into one of those weekends where friends will come down and they're going to make a big event out of it. How do they go about getting prepared for El Paso Comic Con?
We have links from the website, ElPasoComicCon.com. You can click the get tickets there and they'll take you, or you can just go straight to Ticketmaster and type in El Paso Comic Con and it will pop up the links for you.
All right. So that way they can, you know, and that's another thing on our socials. You guys can also check out our socials. We're always posting, especially when, you know, the big announcement happened, you know, we were sharing that and then links as well. So get your tickets, man. You don't want to miss out. And I just think it's cool. I mean, talk about, you know, at the right time. You know, with all that's going on and with William Shatner being 90 years old, I know they're like, oh, make sure you go check him out now. Yeah. He just went to space, man. Like this guy, I think he caught his second wind. He's right. I mean, he just went to space.
Yeah, I mean, he was a great choice to go to space. I mean, when you think space, his is one of the first names that kind of pops up.
Yeah, I had to explain it to somebody. They're like, well, why would he go to space? And that's when I realized, I was like, how old I am and the person that I was talking about. Throw any names out there.
You know that guy, Chris Pine? Well, there was someone before him that played Kirk.
They're like, no, they really told, they're like, well, why wouldn't Chris Pine go? I mean, they could promote a new movie. I was like, yeah, but William. Yeah.
Well, Bezos is our age. So, you know, he relates probably more to Kirk than, you know, Shatner's Kirk than to Pine's Kirk.
Yeah.
And since Bezos was footing the bill, he gets to pick.
Oh, man. Question. And I'm going to actually throw this up on a question for the show. Not the favorite board game one, because we did that one last time. Space. Troy, if you got a chance to go to space, would you go on that space trip?
Absolutely. If it's a return trip. No, if you're talking about one of those, would you go to Mars and help them colonize? I'd have to think a little bit about that one.
Yeah, that one's that's a tough one. We actually had this conversation the other day on the show because they were talking about how the price is, you know, if you want to take that trip, the same one that William Shatner took. Would you be willing to do it? And I've said that's an experience. I mean, I don't think a lot of people are going to have that. Like, I can't wait to tell my grandchildren, yeah, Dad went to space. Yeah, he just took
a price on that. Yeah. Plus, you know, if you're lucky, like Fantastic Four, you might get some superpowers.
That's what I'm hoping for. I mean, a lot of us have been bit by a spider and thought,
oh, I've been trying, man. They just won't bite me.
I know. And next thing you know, you just got a messed up hand and you're just like, okay, this is going to require some medication and a lot of antibiotics. But am I going to be able to shoot webs? Nope. I'm going to be bedridden for the next 3 days. Jumping on the conversation, if you are checking us out today, would you go to space with the announcement that William Shatner is going to be a part of El Paso Comic Con? We want to know, would you take that trip? It'd be kind of cool to take that trip with him.
Oh, like, yeah. I mean, not only do you go to space, but you go with Kirk.
Yeah.
That's, man, like a bonus. That's cherry on top right there.
Let me tell you, that's the story that you tell. Like when you're at a bar, be like, yeah, you want to know what I did? Yeah, I went to space with Kurt. Oh my gosh, Troy. What else you guys got going on? What's happening at Zia Comics? How things been going?
Things have been going good. Can't really complain. We have another in-store signing coming up. I think we talked about that a little bit last time.
Yeah.
With Jason Font, the Time Force Red Ranger. So he'll be there April 2nd from noon until last fan standing.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's always cool though, because you get to see the different age groups of fans to come out and, you know, take photos and just and have a good time.
Yeah, I mean, you'd be surprised, because when we had Sam Jones in, the guy who played Flash Gordon, I figured it was going to be mostly, you know, our age and older.
Yeah,
you'd be surprised how many kids came in. You know, the parents made them watch it, and they kind of liked it. And there was actually quite a few kids in there to meet him. So. It's hard to really put a finger on who's going to show up.
I would want to go see him just because of his cameo appearance in Ted. I mean, to go see him, I mean, that would have been hilarious. But then again, you know, you mentioned with these signings, there's just a different age range. And that was one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, Troy, is just the appreciation for a lot of the classics. Now, we obviously grew up with some of these amazing movies, and then you see the reboot. But let's talk about just how the classics have had, you know, an impact on the newer generation. You know, we talk about movies, the old ones, and we're starting to see the younger generation gravitate to the older movies, not the reboot, but the older movie. So tell me a little bit, like, are you noticing that, especially with those that come into the store, just like their like appreciation for, you know, what we grew up with?
Yeah, well, you know, a good story is timeless. And, you know, these reboots they do, now they have the technology, they can make them look more real. I mean, because you go back and watch some of the Star Trek stuff, yeah, they're great stories, but that's quite obviously a dude in a really bad suit, a monster suit. But that being said, they can go way too far in that direction too. You don't want 100% CGI movie. It's just, there's something kind of off-putting about it. So they got to hit that good balance.
Yeah.
But like you said, the parents, a lot of times, you know, they're telling, well, that's not it. Let me show you a good story. Sit down here. I'm going to show you this movie.
Yeah. And I think about like my niece, for example, you know, telling her about like even old Disney movies, and her actually wanting to watch them on a VHS. Like, that's cool to me. She's like, well, I want to see it on the VHS, not the DVD. And you're like, okay, cool. It's like, well, let me go see if I can find the VHS.
Where do you find a VCR?
Man, I have one. I just shop? Like, right? I was like, where are you going to find one these days? I know I have a DVD VHS combo somewhere in the garage.
Oh,
and I'm like,
wow.
Find it somewhere. I mean, now that with the days of streaming, it's like, hold on, let's really take it back old school and see what happens. You don't it's a process to rewind something or to go back or to go forward.
Yeah, you just have those stickers on there to be kind, rewind. Yeah.
Or they,
you know, what's that?
It was crazy when they would start charging you if you didn't rewind the tape before you took it back, they would charge you.
And just late fees if you didn't take it back on time. You'd end up paying for the whole thing just on late fees.
Yeah. Oh, man. I had a few late fees that I was just like, I don't think I'm ever going to go back to that movie store because of a movie that wasn't even that good. Like,
It was underneath the car seat and you forgot about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Or your roommate forgot to take it back. And then next thing you know, you find out that it's sitting there and you're like, hey, wasn't this supposed to go back like 2 months ago? He's like, oh, I must have forgot. Yeah. It was my account, dude. Yeah.
Exactly. Sorry, man.
Okay, man. It's okay, just pay it off. Yeah, that's a lot of late fees.
That's $300 in late fees. It's a $20 DVD.
Right? And I got it on Tuesdays because it was $2. And now I can buy this movie 16 times. Oh, my gosh. Let's cover some things that we've seen this week. Quite a bit of things came out this week. First of all, we start with Peacemaker has their season finale. They just got renewed for a season 2.
Yeah, I saw that.
Just got renewed. So hopefully, Troy, we'll be able to get you caught up.
I got to break down and get my HBO Max, I guess.
I can't see how you're not, man, because I mean, with so many, you know, DC movies that are going to be coming out, I think you're going to have to.
I had it for a while and then there was a lull and I'm like, yeah, this is a good time to cancel it. And then Peacemaker came out and I'm like, oh,
I waited. I shouldn't have. But yeah, Peacemaker will be getting a season 2. On the animated side of things, and this one's kind of cool. Do you remember Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers?
Yes, I saw that. It actually looks kind of good.
It does. And the people that are voicing, you got John Mulaney and you got Andy Samberg that will be voicing Chip and Dale.
Great picks.
I mean, how do you not? You know, at first I was kind of like, why John Mulaney? But then I heard and I was like, okay. I once you listen, then it's for me, it's okay, let's see how it really sounds. And it was pretty cool because I'll tell you, Troy, I had issues at first with who was voicing Sonic the Hedgehog. I didn't know if it was gonna sound right. And it turned out to be a good choice. So
yeah, it was a guy from Parks and Rec, right?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, he's in another show that I'm watching right now on Apple Plus. It's escaping me right now, but it's one of those murder mysteries type movies. So it's pretty cool. It's one of these Apple Plus shows. I had a 30-day trial, so I'm like, let me see what's going on. We're definitely fans of the 30-day trials over here, Troy. Yeah, so
that's how they pull you in.
I know, man.
You hide that cancel button somewhere.
And let me tell you, I'm not in charge of doing the canceling anymore because I forget. Yeah, That's how Netflix actually started for us. I forgot to hit cancel, and I'm like, well, guess we got Netflix.
Yeah, we're a Netflix house now.
Troy, what are some of the things that you've noticed lately? I know Boba Fett just had their season finale.
Yeah.
So I still haven't checked it out yet. I'm still having to catch up there. Thoughts?
There's an after credit scene, so don't turn it off there, because there's an after credit scene on that last one.
Cool. All right. Well, yeah.
And they're talking about a spinoff series from that after credit scene.
Okay.
And that's all I'll tell you.
Okay. I was like, hold on. I got it. It's tough, Troy, to not try to give spoilers.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah. I'm usually not very good at that.
That's how I felt about Ozark, because I did finish Ozark. And finally. Everything that you, I know, right after what, 3 weeks that we've been talking about this. And like you said, it's like, you don't want to give too much away, but you also know that there's
just that last half hour of the show. I couldn't keep my jaw closed. I was like, what?
Yeah, no, I was really like, okay. And I was taking what you were saying, like, could they continue this on? Because we know this is the final season for Ozark. So
supposed to be.
That's what they say.
I've heard that before for other series.
Yeah. And like we always like to say on this show, money talks.
Yes, it does.
It really will. So we'll see what happens. Loudly. New poster dropped for Stranger Things, the final season. Let me ask you, Troy, are we filling Stranger Things? Because it's been a while since season three. Season three came out, what, early last year?
Yeah, you know, I've said that at the beginning of every, season two and three. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to like this. And then they hook me every time.
So I will see. I mean, I'm trying to stay excited about it, but it's like, can we just release the season already?
Well, that's Netflix, right? So we'll get it all at once.
Yeah.
So you can binge it.
That's the plus side of Netflix, is that you get to binge it. And once you're done. And it's like, okay, cool. I've always enjoyed that. So I can binge, be done, and not have to wait on episode after episode. Troy, were you a fan of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
The original one? Oh, yeah. I mean, who wasn't? That was my thing back then.
So, okay. You've probably seen by now the Fresh Prince reboot.
Yes. And they went a totally new direction with that reboot. And I'm really interested in it.
They currently, and for those that are wondering what streaming service, it's on Peacock. So that way, for those that have the Peacock streaming service, you can check that out. They've dropped the first three episodes. That was part of their big push with the big game, Super Bowl, and all that was going on. First three episodes are on there. And it definitely is an interesting take on what they're doing with that. And Troy, what are your thoughts on going from comedy to then going to a drama?
Yeah, it was kind of it threw me for a loop when I saw Carlton doing lines. So, it's a big time drama. It's going to play on a lot of the racial tensions, it looks like. Mm-hmm. But I'm there for it, man. I want to give it a chance. I think it looks good, and I want them to impress me.
I got a chance to see the first three. So far I'm hooked, but it's this approach that I'm noticing, like we've seen with Riverdale. I mean, for those that are fans of Riverdale, I haven't really kept up with the Riverdale series. I know Troy's like, don't lie. You have.
Yeah.
No, my wife watches that show religiously. She loves Riverdale, but it is this drama version of it. So, I mean, think about other shows that we could possibly see a drama version. What show would you want to see? I mean, we get the Fresh Prince. Is there another show out there that you think they could take it from one and turn it into another?
Let's do Chippendale's Rescue Rangers and make it a murder mystery drama.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine that? Like, they're like, we have to discover who killed this body. Or like,
who killed Donald Duck?
Oh, my. Okay.
Same universe.
This is one of those moments where it's like, hey, let's make sure that we patent that, or we pitch that idea, because there's some money there. It's good, man. I'm hooked. New episodes are going to be coming out on Thursday for Bel-Air. I keep calling it Fresh Prince, but it's not. It's called Bel-Air. Got to make sure we call it the right thing. So, go and check. Because those are going to search for Fresh Prince. They're going to get Will Smith, and they're not going to get the right one.
So no cameos so far from any of the old actors?
Not yet. Still, obviously, I think they're staying more behind the scenes. I am waiting to see, you know, maybe tributes, maybe something along the lines. But it's so far so good, man. Like I said, it's definitely a different take. They did drop in a little, I want to say a little reference to the old theme song. If you remember, it started making trouble in my neighborhood. Yeah. I got one little fight. My mom got scared.
Yeah.
So yeah, he references in that, and they ask him, "How you doing?" He's like, "You know, getting a little fight. Mom got scared." And it's like, if you didn't hear that, you have to really catch it. So they are throwing little Easter eggs out there for people to enjoy.
That's good.
Troy, what else we got going on with Zia Comics? How's Alamogordo doing? How are we progressing along with the Alamogordo story?
We're kind of stalled. The city, they went to pull the permits for the new roof, and now they're asking for an architect engineering something drawing, something they don't really need. They're just being, they're overreaching, and they did the same thing to us in Carusas. It's just, I mean, we're replacing the roof. Why do we need to have an engineering diagram? We're taking the old roof off, putting a new roof on. That's it. We're not like adding a third floor or anything crazy. I don't understand.
Yeah. So, oh man, that's just, it's, you definitely want to see, make sure that you, cause you guys have a couple of things already lined up for, you know, the release for the opening in Alamogordo.
Yeah. Hopefully we're trying to get, you know, Free Comic Book Day open by then. So we'll have that there. Then you got Atomicon coming up there on New York Avenue. And
man,
I mean, we could also do signings there, because all these guys who come up for signings, they like to come up for a weekend and hit two or three stores. Well, you know, besides El Paso, and we're like the only other one, and then there's nothing within 5-hour drive.
Yeah, you know, and I think about, man, like just the connection that's going to be really cool once Alamogordo is open up, because you got fans here, and then whenever you're taking that drive up that way, you know, you just, there's such a selection, and people really get to just enjoy it. And especially for, you know, the community in Alamogordo, they're just going to have something that's right there in their neck of the woods that they can go and enjoy. And I mean, I know, especially for here, how many people enjoy going to Zia Comics. Last week we had somebody that was excited to go by for their birthday. They were going to go get a birthday gift out there. They were watching us, and they were asking us about, well, what time do they open? And I was like, yeah, go check them out. So they were excited to go get birthday gifts. And I think we mentioned this too, just the uniqueness that you can find at Zia Comics. I mean, it's not, you're going to find something unique, especially if you have a fan of, just fan of comics, fan of, you know, of Marvel movies, DC movies, whatever it is, you guys got it all.
If you're a nerd, we probably have something for you.
Yeah.
Alamogordo is probably going to be a scaled down version of this. It's a smaller building.
Yeah.
But we're going to try. It's going to be kind of like a Zia Comics Lite. We're going to have probably the same things, but less of them.
You got to name it. You know how a lot of these like things call it? It's like this zero, like the zero calories.
Point one. Yeah.
Point one. There you go. Point one. With 9 net carbs available for you.
New flavor, yeah.
Yeah, with flavor, with added flavor, all natural. You guys can always go check out Zia Comics. One of the things I like to let people know is the board games. You guys definitely got the board games happening out there. I saw your latest TikTok, you guys talking about, you know, the board games for people out there and try. And we've mentioned this on the show as far as, you know, being able to get familiar with it before you buy it.
Yeah. Every Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m., we have we call him our games guru. He's like Rain Man with games. You just name a game, and he, 99% of the time, he can tell you the rules off the top of his head. The other 1%, he'll just read them real quick and goes, okay, here's how it goes. He's like a genius with those board games. And he's there every Friday to you know, to show you guys how to play. You can even bring in a game that you've got at home that you don't understand, and he'll explain it to you.
Yeah, it's definitely perfect for the family who wants to have a game night. Maybe you and a couple friends want to get together. It's always kind of cool to go check out the shop. And then not only the games, but you guys also have, you know, pinball. You got all kind. Man, it's like a fun house for us. Like, to go out there just and have a blast.
Yeah, we got a little arcade in the back, but it gets quite a bit of use. So
I want to say hello to Jackie Martinez, who's checking in with us, wanting to say hello. So hi, Jackie Martinez. Thanks for checking in. Remember, whenever we do this every Thursdays, you guys can always jump in on the conversation, something you guys want us to talk about, anything you guys want us to bring up. Remember to, you know, let us know. Before we get out of here, Troy, just checking out right now, looking into some Marvel Universe. You know, Morbius is going to be coming soon. We're going to be seeing that movie pretty soon.
Maybe. I mean, how many times has that thing been pushed now? That was pre-COVID. It was supposed to come out.
It was supposed to come out in 2020. Now here we are in 2022.
Yeah, it was around the same time as Black Widow, if I remember right.
Yeah,
because we already got Black Widow.
They were discussing that. That's when the whole streaming thing, when they were like, okay, is this going to go to can this go to an HBO Max streaming service? And then they held off on that. And then Black Widow went to Disney Plus. But looking at some of the rumors, Troy, they're saying that we could get an appearance from one of the Spider-Mans.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it, because if you watched the trailer, you do see Michael Keaton toward the end of that trailer, who was Vulture. And what was it? No Way Home? No, it was Far From Home.
Far From Home.
So, yeah. So, you know, you kind of get a hint of him in there. I got to imagine it's that same character. And maybe they're going to try to team up a Sinister Six type deal.
Yeah.
Better than they did.
I thought we were going to, I mean, I was hoping we were going to lean more towards that with this last Spider-Man, that we were going to get the Sinister Six and play off of that. But
they hinted around the others. If you pause when you get the Blu-ray, if you pause it when they were trying to patch the sky there, you can see the outlines of a couple of the other major villains.
Okay, I thought I was tripping, because when I was watching the first time, I was like, that kind of, it could be.
Scorpion and Rhino, and there's a couple others. Kraven, I think, was in one of them.
The one that stood out to me the most was Rhino. I saw that. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's kind of shaped like, it can't be. Maybe I thought my glasses were fogged up. I was like, what's going on, man?
Why, as long as they don't bring that Paul Giamatti version of
Rhino. We'll be good. I did read that they were saying that it could be Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man that makes that appearance.
Yeah, I heard that, but I also heard they were going to finally get Garfield his due, and he was going to get to finish out his trilogy with this next one.
Yeah, he does need to finish out. I mean, especially because I think he definitely made it up for a lot of folks in No Way Home. I mean, in this last one. So yeah, we'll see. We'll see what we get, man. I'm just excited because there's a ton of movies we get, and it just makes more content for us, man. Like, I feel like we got something new to talk about every week, because I mean, there's always something brand new that hits the web that we get to talk about, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. And I think DC has a couple coming out with Black Adam and Batman, and I think Wonder Woman later on in the year.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a ton.
I'm actually, can't forget about Aquaman.
The new Aquaman.
Yeah, that one's going to be coming out. I know a lot of ladies will go watch that one now because someone's single.
Yeah, I've been seeing a bunch of memes and stuff where he's living in an RV parked in Kelly Clarkson's grandma's yard or something.
Man, that divorce life is not fun, I guess.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, can I borrow some water?
Yeah. Hey, my bathroom's clogged again.
Hey, can I run this this extend cord to your house and just kind of, I need to plug in my generator, please. Oh, man. Well, it's been fun, man. I always look forward to this every Thursday. Troy, if they got anything, any questions, if they want to go check you guys out, let them know your socials and where you guys are at, and so that way they can go visit you this weekend.
Yeah, we're all over the. If you go to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, or TikTok, just look for Zia Comics, and we should be the only one that pops up. I think we're the only one.
Yeah, for my TikTok, you guys are the only one. Good. So I realize, man, like you guys have a lot of content, and for those, follow them on social, because you guys do put out a lot of different content, not just on TikTok, but on YouTube, on Facebook. There's just always stuff, and you know, you guys definitely stay in the know with all the stuff you guys coming up. I mean, it's just you guys are definitely active on the social media. So yeah, make sure you guys follow them and go check them out this weekend. And I actually got plans. I need to go stop by. Got a couple of gift cards that I got to go use for you guys. So I got a couple gift cards for the Valentine's Day. So I was like, all right, I know. Do they know me or what? They're like, yeah, I know you're gonna want to. Of course, I think they heard me talk about that Dragon Ball statue.
Which one?
That's what they said. They're like, here, just go get what you need.
Just get what you want.
Yeah, just get what you need. There was a ton, so I know there'll be something added to the office soon, so I'm excited for that. Make sure you guys go and check them out, and don't forget, every Thursday at 11 o'clock, you can catch us right here with Zia Comics Weekly. We thank you so much. Remember, you can still drop those comments and get involved in the conversation. Let us know what you guys want to talk about next week, and if there's anything that you guys want to know, of course, that's why we are here. We are your nerd experts. Well, Troy is. I just play one on the radio. Guys, this has been Zia Comics Weekly. We'll see you next week.
All right. Later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.